Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Now, there are certain industries sometimes that do the hard work. I mean, I think of some of the people that we work with here, producers who I think are so underrated. So just people who are not rewarded enough. They do the hard work. They are the ones that actually do the hard work. They slog and, you know, very little recognition. And in a way, I think the eventing space is like that. A lot of people who do a lot of hard work. We all, you know, look at the event and we think it's fantastic, but we really, really don't consider how much work goes into eventing, how much work goes into what would be a successful event. Now, there is something amazing that's coming up and it's impactful. This is why it's sitting in this category of our feature, because it's going to bring together all the players in the eventing space to, number one, impart a lot of knowledge, get industry players to start talking about this industry in a very meaningful way and advance the industry. So on the line with us is the marketing manager and festival co-founder, Keshni Reddy, just to tell us more about this inaugural festival of eventing. This will be happening in Cape Town on the 8th to the 9th of August. Keshni, thank you so much for joining us this evening and really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Pamela. It's lovely to be with you and I really appreciate the airtime. And wow, I'm really excited by the intro that you've given because I can hear that you get it.
So I mean, for me, it's exactly that. You know, it was during COVID, I think, for me, the point was highlighted where everybody's talking about how do we make sure that people keep going. And the eventing space for me was personally one of the most affected. But people forgot that there are technicians, you know, there are food providers, there are people who just make sure that the cables are okay. You know, all those kinds of people who make an event happen that we just forgot exist.
Yeah, exactly. I think, just going back to COVID, I think it's a thing no one saw coming.
Yeah.
And I think if we were, I mean, anyone in events, you literally were in the business of mass gatherings.
Yeah.
I think it definitely humbled us, but it also proved to us how resilient we are as an industry. And it didn't stop us from eventing, by the way, because even in COVID, we were still hybriding, we were still eventing and connecting and doing the big things.
Well, I mean, it's part of the job, isn't it? I mean, I have found that the most agile people are people in eventing because things go wrong right now and they can fix it right now. You know, they don't have to be calling a meeting. You know, if something goes wrong, they know how to be agile very, very quickly and nimble and all of that. So this event, for you, what necessitated it?
Yeah, so I represent one of three co-founders, and each of us have been in the eventing space for giving our ages away, at least two decades each. And really, the idea behind the Festival of Eventing was creating something that we wished existed, right? So in our space, you obviously, I mean, we get thrown into weird and wonderful industries, and we're literally learning. Constantly learning and engaging with every industry under the sun. And as much as that's exciting, I think last year sometime, you know, it actually came up in a car conversation, funny enough, right? The best things come from car conversations or when you're drying clothes, at least for me. And my friend, also co-founder, we were chatting and I was like, you know, wouldn't it be cool to have an event that is for us? And we played around with the idea and we were like, yeah, like, you know, as it stands, if we as event practitioners want to learn about kind of technology and innovation, best practice, you know, there's international events that we can attend.
Yeah.
And then in a local space, there's, you know, there's lots of lovely events that kind of speak directly to the hospitality and tourism sector or marketing. And generally, that's where we kind of also get grouped. But very few people know that the event space is actually quite a specific and quite a technical space as well. And there's this entire profession, there's this entire community, you know, that has so much to share, so much to learn, so much to grow. And yeah, really the idea was we created something that we wished existed. And then we started, you know, rallying the troops in terms of gathering other industry players that kind of, you know, saw the vision, got it, and that's where it kind of started. And I think where it's now is when we started it, we were like, you know, there's lots of industry associations, there's lots of governmental as well as corporate initiatives that speak to the MICE industry, and we never saw ourselves as a competitor to any one of them. We actually just saw ourselves as a, you know, a catalyst. Let's bring it all together. Why should we work apart and siloed? And I'm really proud and excited to say that, you know, every industry association has actually joined the vision and is a part of the event. And yeah, in less than 3 weeks, we will be doing some exciting stuff in Cape Town.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at the lineup and we speak eventing, evoke really happy thoughts, right? People think events and they think it's going to be a party, but there really are going to be some serious workshops here. As I said, knowledge sharing, you know, things, innovation. So just maybe talk us through some of the discussion points that will be happening there.
It's so really exciting lineup, and we'll be having lots of fun, but we'll also be learning a lot and sharing a lot. So the event, if I could just share the format first. So it's a plenary. So obviously everybody together morning, afternoon. We've got some really cool keynotes, both local and international speakers that will be kind of sharing as well as engaging. And then we break away. So we have, instead of tracks, we've called them circles, because it has no beginning and no end. But basically we looked at function specific. So we've got four specific tracks that look at those. So the people circle, that's all about leadership, diversity, and kind of, you know, how do we support this industry from a leadership perspective, from a newcomers coming into the industry, in empowering the youth and the next generation of we're calling ourselves adventurers. So how do we, you know, how do we create a catalyst for the next generation of event leaders? And then we've got a tech and innovation circle. And I must say, when we started we kind of assumed that a lot of the big technology and kind of mind-blowing stuff sat outside of SA. So, you know, a part of us was like, because this didn't exist before, we were like, okay, let's go and see all the international events and let's see what appetite there is for those players to come in and share with us and actually understand how big of an audience they have here in SA as well as the broader Africa. But the more we started speaking to everybody, the more we saw that we have a really amazing level of excellence in our own country, in our own continent. And actually we have a lot of solutions providers in the tech space that play on a global platform. So really excited about that. And then we also have an operations circle, because that's almost like the unsung heroes. When you started, you said, you know, it's the people that do the hard work. Yeah. So before we take all the nice selfies and we, you know, do all the lovely press releases, there's somebody that's putting together that floor plan. There's somebody that's putting together that risk management plan. You know, there's a whole team in the back that's making sure that the, you know, the lights, camera, action can happen. So we've got an operation circle, and then sustainability. So sustainability is a big buzzword in many industries, but very few of us actually understand what that means, right? And what that means to our sector in specific. So it's kind of, you know, how do you create a circular economy? And, you know, what does event greening mean for us as event practitioners? Why we should aim towards it? And also how? So the event, yeah, so that kind of wraps up our specialized circles. And the intent really is to create not just connected communities, but for everybody to kind of walk away after the 2 days and say, wow, I've learned a lot of stuff that I can go back and right now implement in my team, in my business, in my event.
And obviously, this is the inaugural event, the festival. Going forward, I mean, what kind of big dreams would you like to see obviously be realized? Let's say maybe 5 years from now.
Oh, wow. Lots of big dreams. In fact, you start off, when you start off, you want those big dreams now, right?
Yes.
I think, you know what, if I can be totally honest, this started as a passion project. None of us that are doing it looked at it and saw, you know, what's the next best thing? What can we retire on? And if I think next 5 years, all that we want is for it to continue being an impactful and meaningful platform. You know, you look at other events that are in their 10th, 20th, even 30th year in other industries. And I would really love for the festival to be that for our industry, for the festival of eventing to kind of constantly push the button in terms of what is the future of eventing. What does it look like? What is the future of eventing in terms of technology, innovation, best practice, as well as new people? You know, like we have this deep desire, even in year one, to kind of connect the legends with the newcomers and to kind of mind share. You know, a lot of us started in this industry. To be honest, when I graduated, the last thing I never knew that this industry even existed, right? So a lot of us come into events, and when you think about events, I still have family that think, you know, I blow balloons,
you're playing,
that,
yes,
that's kind of
yeah,
and you know, centerpieces, and yes, there's a place and that is a function of what we do, but they don't really get the full picture. So yeah, if I had to look back and the aim in the next 5 years, I'd love for this to be something that is a must attend event for the industry, something that everybody blocks in their diaries, and they know without a doubt, if I send my team there, if I go there, I'm going to learn, I'm going to grow, I'm going to connect.
Well, Keshni, for me, what's vital about this is, yes, the industry to connect itself, but also the impact this kind of event will have on other sectors and other, the entire corporation. Because you know what it's like, often when a company has some problems, the first department to go is the eventing. You know, people who are retrenched, they look to events and they think, oh, that's not important. So once we get everybody to understand how important this particular department is, the sector is, and how professional it actually is, you start building the kind of respect that's required in, number one, budgeting, and also in prioritizing it as a very important department in the company as well.
You're so right. And I think often even us as event practitioners, we don't realize what an important role we play in the different industries that we play in. You know, we are constantly stimulating all different types of economies. And you're right, a lot of people think going to an event is a nice to have, right? But in what, how realistic is it that you are literally going to get on a plane as a sales team, as a leader, as a, and, you know, go and now meet over 2 days with hundreds of people, or if not thousands of people in one platform, talking about things that relate to your business, that relate to your profession. And I think a lot of the time, you know, and yes, the experience is a big thing, right? Because yes, you go for the knowledge, but if the food and everything else sucks, then, you know, the chances are, you know, you don't want to go back. So it kind of works hand in glove. You need to, and that's, I guess that's what makes events, especially in the B2B space, successful. It is to be a perfect balance of how are we going to teach and empower? And then, you know, what is the experience that we're going to give to our audience? And our intent for the festival, or with the way the festival is gauged, it's all about event execution, right? So we can't pretend to be experts in all the different industries that we play in, but we can certainly make sure that we are giving them a wow factor experience coupled with the knowledge and the insight that comes from the individual kind of event houses and owners. Yeah.
Young people interested, maybe already who've got a foot in the door in their companies, can people register to come and attend?
Absolutely. So we've got obviously a delegate rate. So that's for the 2 day. It happens not so coincidentally over Women's Day. As you might know, it's quite a woman dominated industry. And it's also, you know, a big salute to a lot of us that wear many hats. And then there's an option to attend either 1 or 2 days. And we really do want, we encourage the students, the newcomers, and even universities to consider, sending their kind of top students to come through. So we have a very discounted, actually a subsidized student rate as well.
Well, listen, what's the website? What's the website where people can find all of this?
Awesome. So it's festivalofeventing.com. Really simple. And the entire program's on it. The partners, if you go onto our website, you'll see we have quite a formidable list of partners. Really exciting. And you'll also be able to register directly on the website.
It's been wonderful chatting to you, and all the best for the festival, especially because this is your very first. Thank you so much, Keshni, for talking to us. And as I said, all the best and looking forward to the following year's one.
Definitely. Thank you so much for giving me the space. And I hope to see you and your colleagues at the event. And I hope to speak to you again more in the coming years as well.
Co-founder and Festival of Eventing, Keshni Reddy, on the line with us. So the website is festivaloveventing.com. As simple as that, festivaloveventing.com, especially for those of you who are in the eventing space or you're interested in the eventing space, go to the website and you can register to be a part of that wonderful conversation. It happens on the 9th to the 8th to 9th of August. As she said, it's not a coincidence at all. So it does firmly place itself in Women's Day. So 8 to 9 in August 2025.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.